little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey. And along came a spider and sat down beside her. And what did the spider say? You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norbert.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern electric and gas ranges, automatic and conventional washers, water heaters and home freezers, originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators. Norge presents The Red Skelton Show. Fred Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, Loreen Peddle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now MGM's Ball of Fire. Red, get a load of those dimples, Skelton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and stop calling attention to my dimples. They're really nothing. I put my cheeks up in curlers every night, so...
I was only kidding, Skelton. Yeah. Say, why don't we call each other by our first names?
Well, give the impression that we get along? Say, Rod, here's something new. Yeah. Put them back in and enjoy the show. I just laughed and their teeth fell out. I went to the dentist today.
You did?
He examined me and said, my teeth are perfect. He's the most beautiful teeth he's ever seen in his life. Absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Most beautiful choppers he ever laid eyes on.
What's wrong with that?
But my gums have got to come out. Huh? Well, what's new? There must be something new around here that sends these jokes. Let's hurry and read this stuff. The Smithsonian Institute wants them back in an hour.
Hey, I heard you got a new car.
Oh, yeah, that I did. Yeah, I did. At least it says so here.
Mm-hmm. Is it a new car?
Well, not exactly.
Oh, a used car.
Well, yeah, but it's in wonderful shape, see? It hasn't been driven much.
I've got to see it.
Well, come on, it's stacked up outside. Oh. I'm no kidding. I got a car that's so old that when I bought license, I had to get it upper and lower plates.
Is it a convertible?
Oh, yeah, I can always sell it for junk and get my money back.
No, I mean, does the top go up and down?
All the time. Every time I get in it, I blow my top. I like the car, though, but it's sort of an affectionate little thing.
Affectionate?
Yeah, you see, the brakes are not too good, and when I come to a stoplight, you should see how it snuggles up to those other cars. We have a town and country now that's all over the city. Uh-huh. I think the guy that owned it used to go hunting with it.
Why? Here it comes.
Yeah, here it comes, folks. The guy used to use it to go hunting. Whenever he sees a duck trail on the back of one of those Cadillacs, you know how the Cadillac...
Duck tails? Yeah,
duck tails. Uh-huh. It lifts its front wheel and points. Hey, did I ever tell you about the time I went up to Montana and went hunting?
No.
I went up there, and Jim Brown up there, he gave me one of his best bird dogs, see?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, take this dog and give me a handful of bullets. And about 14 dogs, see? And I went out, and I came back a few minutes later, and he says, what's the matter? Are you out of bullets? Is out of dogs. Yeah, this actually happened. So he gave me one of his best bird dogs. He says, go out and do some duck shooting, some pheasant shooting, duck shooting and stuff. So I went out. I came back in about 2 or 3 hours, and he says, how's everything? I says, well, it's all right, but that stupid dog, he stops there a few minutes and just stops and stares into space. I says, but a couple of good boots took that out of him.
Let's get back to the car. Huh?
Back to the funny stuff. Yeah. Back to the car.
Speaking of the car, how's the pickup?
What's that?
How's the pickup?
Well, please, after all, Georgia may be listening. She's always with me in the car anyhow. You know, it's not a bad car. It's all right for walking around town in. It's got three shifts. low crouch and flat on his face. You have to throw it in second to get over a pedestrian. It's one of those little foreign cars, you know. Very small. Instead of having it washed for a dollar, you have it dunked for a quarter.
Well, I got news for you, Skelton. You've been taken.
Yeah?
Used car dealer gave you, who gave you that car is no good. The car is no good.
What's that?
The car is no good either.
Try to read the whole line over again. They can cut your part out.
I got news for you, Skelton. You've been taken. The used car dealer gave you a car that's no good.
Yeah. Now read mine. I've lost my place. I've got news for you. You've been taken. No, that's yours.
No, that's my line. Try it again.
All right, try it again.
All right. I've got news for you, Skelton. You've been taken.
Yeah.
The used car... I didn't get it
all. Oh, these are those little gems that come out good.
May I go ahead?
Good and lousy.
Yes. I've got news for you, Skelton. You've been taken. The used car dealer gave you a car that's no good.
Then we're even. The check I gave him ain't no good either. Hardly worth going back for. Wait till that used car dealer tries to deposit that check. He'll need a tennis racket. He'll dribble it down to the bank.
Tell me, how's the motor?
What's that?
How's the motor?
The motor. Well, I get that when I finish paying it for the finance company.
Oh.
You see, this car runs by remote control.
Remote control,
You get out of the city limits, they press a button and the wheels fall off. Yeah, which reminds me, Dave Rose and his orchestra got their instruments out of hock. And they've been practicing all afternoon. What have they been practicing besides Canasta?
Well, Red, Dave Rose is going to play one of his own compositions tonight.
Oh?
The Devil's Dream.
Oh, his own composition.
These days, the main talk about electric ranges seems to be speed. Well, if you want speed, you'll like the new Norge electric range. All the surface elements are designed with self-cleaning flat tops that increase the contact area with pans for faster cooking. And there's a super-speed rocket element if you're really in a rush. But the new Norj four-way automatic electric range offers you a lot in addition to clean, speedy cooking. It cooks by remote control, turns itself on, cooks the food at the temperature you set, then turns itself off again. You don't even have to be in the house. In Norj, it's not just the oven that cooks by remote control. The oven and the deep well cooker and the high-low surface unit and the appliance outlet all work automatically. Drop in at your Norj dealers and see Norj's new four-way automatic range. It's such a downright good buy. New features, dependable quality, and sensible price, too. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norj. From the Scout and Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled Public Speeches. Chapter 1 is entitled I Hate After-Dinner Speeches, starring Willie Lumplump.
Hey, taxi! Taxi, hey, come out, wherever you are. You expect me to crawl all the way home.
Well, Willie Lump Lump, tell me, is the banquet over?
Let's not get nosy, boy.
All I want to know is if the banquet's over.
It is for me, yeah. They found me drinking from the wrong punch bowl. I didn't even know there was anything wrong until I saw that goldfish high and dry. Hey, drive me home, will you, Chubby? Cabby?
Yeah, tell me, why are you leaving so early, Willie?
I don't like them long, drawn-out speeches. I just don't like long, drawn-out speeches. Those guys get up and yak, 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 yak. I just don't like long, drawn-out speeches.
Well, I certainly sympathize with you. Some of those guys are windy birds, all right.
A truer word was never spook. Spook. Spook, I'm thinking of my wife. Did you know that I was at a banquet once and some guy made a speech of why Hoover should be reelected? And by the time he finished, Truman was in the middle of the second term.
Well, what happened tonight?
Well, first I got in trouble with a woman chairman, see. She couldn't quiet him down, you see. It was like this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, quiet.
May I have your attention, please?
Attention?
Please! May I have your attention?
Shut up! Can't you see this old dame wants to shoot off her mouth? Now that that guy's got his teeth, hand him over. We'll put him in.
Oh, dear. Maybe the microphone isn't on.
Yeah, here, let me test the microphone. Hello, hello, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jack Wynn King. Testing, hello. It's on.
Why are they so rude?
Wait a minute, I'll quiet them down. Give me that bottle of champagne. That did it. gentlemen and ladies.
Oh, please, Lumplum, please.
What's the matter?
Address the meeting correctly. It's ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen?
Certainly. Ladies are always before gentlemen.
On what bus?
Mr. Lumplum. Please sit down. You're a disgrace to this gathering. Besides, you're not on the list of speakers.
Oh, so what? I got something very important to say, I have. Very important. It's got to get to these people tonight.
What is it?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Well, do Do you have an announcement or
yes,
not?
Yes, I have. I've got it written right here on this tablecloth.
Oh, don't pull that tablecloth. You'll smash all the dishes.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
I hate to admit it, but the old dame's right.
Give me that microphone.
Oh, don't strain your choker. I gotta tell these folks something. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. Due to the fact that Monday comes on Tuesday this Wednesday, our regular Thursday meeting will be held on Friday this Saturday because Sunday's a holiday. And I thank you.
That was a pretty stupid speech, Willie.
Yeah, the old girl got sore and she said that she was going to have me thrown out. And I said, you lay a hand on me and there's going to be trouble. I'll throw you out the window because you don't look right to me. You just don't look right, I said. I said, I've seen a lot of people in my day, but you just don't look right to me. I said, you lay a hand on me and I'll throw you out the window.
Well, did you?
Hmm?
Did you?
Case comes up Tuesday.
Chapter 2 of Public Speakers is about a windbag politician by the name of Honest San Fernando Red.
Your attention, please, folks. Now I'd like to present to you a man who needs no introduction.
I do, too.
A man you all know as Honest San Fernando Red.
My friends, and you are my friends. And I say you're my friends because I believe. Yes, I believe. I believe that old man Moe is dead. Tonight, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of you honest citizens for voting no on Proposition Yes. And for re-electing me to office. This is not the first time I've served you. I have served two terms before. Three, counting the one at Leavenworth. But I want you to know that you can trust me. Some of my opponents have said that the only reason that I wanted this office was because of the salary. This is not true. I hope I'm getting through to you. I'm not interested in money. It's the graph that counts. First, I want you to know that my campaign promises have been carried out. We're closing that burlesque show tomorrow night. Close it tonight, but I'm going there myself. As you all know, now pay attention because I never repeat myself. Never repeat myself. Let me repeat that. I never repeat myself. I know you listen to me because you put me in office. As you know, I'm for you. I think the same way as you do. A little more so. I hope I'm getting through to you. I'd like to talk now about taxes. I'm here to fight taxes. I hate taxes. Not Texas, taxes. I do not believe in paying taxes. I feel the same way about taxes as I do about my mother-in-law, old Stoneface. I do not believe in paying taxes, and I've got a prison record to prove it. Well, I see it's getting a little late and our time's just about up. But we have a very important meeting to attend, me and two of my colleagues. My parole board hates to be kept waiting. Good night.
And now the Smith twins will sing 2-2-2-step.
latest thing. Do-si-do and bowing, don't have that kind of swing. Waltzing with your honey may bring a touch of spring, but two-two-two-two-step makes you want to sing. Two-two-two-two-step around the ballroom floor. Two-two-two-two-step, let's spin and turn once more. Two-two-two-two-step makes you feel so bright. You'll just want to two-two-two-step till the morning's light. Oh, we don't want a waltz or tango or rumba. It's our favorite dancing number. Two-little-two-little-two-step. Step through one and two. Two-little-two-little-two-step. Here's what you have to do. Get yourself a little honey bunny, one that loves you true. And the beating and the rhythm of two hearts will dance along with you as you two-two-two-two-step around the ballroom floor. Two-two-two-two-step till you can't step no more. Then together sitting in a corner, another step or two. And two-two-two-two-two-step makes one step two by two. Makes one and two. Makes one, two, one, two, one, two-step.
And now let's hear the latest hint for homemakers from Jane Masters, co-director of the Norwich Home Economics Department.
Hello there. This one's for folks who like homemade donuts. When you're frying donuts, keep a pan of boiling water handy, and as you take them out of the deep fat, dip each one quickly in the hot water. Your donuts will never be greasy. By the way, the deep well cooker in the new Norwich electric range is perfect for deep fat cooking. You can keep the fat at just the right temperature because it has the same 7-speed control as the surface units, the easy-to-read teleswitch.
That Norwich deep well cooker does everything from stewing to sterilizing. And you can use the element as an extra surface unit. It lifts right up. Another feature we think is pretty special is the big Norwich blended heat oven. Things brown evenly no matter where you place them, and it actually bakes with the electricity off 3/4 of the time. See the new Norwich automatic electric range, the one that cooks by remote control 4 ways. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norwich. Chapter 3 on public speeches is about a mother who has to scold her little boy in public. She made the mistake of trying to go shopping with Junior, the mean little kid.
Junior? Oh, Junior, where are you? If you don't watch him, every second he disappears. Oh, why did I ever bring him to the department store with me?
Could I help you, madam? I'm the store detective.
Please, I've lost my little boy.
Where should we start looking for him?
Well, let's go down this aisle, where all the people are rubbing their shins. He'll be around here someplace.
Look, the elevator's just coming down. Let's ride up to the Lost and Found department and see if they know anything about him.
So much fun with a hat pin in all me life.
I've got him, lady.
Here, let go of me.
Hurry up and rescue me.
I'll get this hat pin.
Little boy,
in a couple of minutes.
Don't you know it's dangerous to carry a hat pin around?
Yeah, everybody on that elevator found out, boy. They got the point, all right.
Give me that hat pin.
Be glad to oblige.
Oh, you stuck me.
Well, go ahead and deflate, Bloom boy. Poke a hole in him, but the air won't come out, Balloon Boy.
Why do you call me Balloon Boy?
I call you the way I see you.
Now, that's enough. Thank you, officer, for helping me.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Oh, it was nothing at all.
Oh, okay.
I just hope I'm on the jury when they nab him for robbing his first bank.
Oh, look. They're having a sale on fall dresses.
Well, wait for me. Wait for she's gone. Fall dresses. See, it must be one of those dresses without shoulder straps on it. Fall dresses. you know them strapless dresses? You know what holds them up? A city ordinance. Oh, well, here I is on his own. I wonder if these people realize how close they are to disaster. Oh, boy. Now, what could I do to keep myself out of mischief while me mummy's shopping? Now, I could get some matches and hold them under them little nozzles on the ceiling and start a rainstorm. no. People would go wading. That's a pretty dull idea, you know how. What can I do with me little self? Oh, there's a notion counter. I think I'll go over. Maybe I can get a notion. Oh, the toy department. Let's see. I'll just stop here for a second. Oh, look at that little rubber ball. Just what I need. I think I'll take it home one and try it out. Take it home and try it out. If I decide I want it, I'll come back and open a charge account. That's my own version of the layaway plan, you see.
Junior!
Better hide the ball. Here comes old Warden.
Come on, dear. Let's go. Just a second.
What's the matter?
What have you got under your coat?
Why, I haven't looked lately. But I'll bet it's me. Come on, kid. Let's take it on the lamb, huh? We don't want to get caught in a dragnet.
Now, let me see. Oh, it's a ball.
A ball? Well, how did you suppose that got there?
Junior, where did you get that ball?
Never mind. Let's get going, kid. Come on, let's get going. Let's get out of here. I'm loaded down with some hot goods. Let's get going.
Junior! Now, come back here.
Now, no.
Now, I want to know, where did you get this ball?
Well, why don't you yell a little louder? Maybe there's someone in the store hasn't heard about it yet. Come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, the nerve. Now, you march right over and put it back.
No, don't make me put it back. It's got me fingerprints on it. If they catch me, it's up the river, and I can't swim. I don't want to go up there with Pop.
I don't know what to do with you.
You should be thankful. I might have been twins.
I wish you were twins.
Huh?
I'd pick one of you up and knock the other one down with you. Now, you put that ball back.
No, please don't take it away from me. I always want a little ball like that. Please don't take it away from me. I want a ball. I want a ball.
Well, go ahead and ball.
No,
put it back.
No.
Get up off the floor and stop tearing your hair out.
No, I'll hold my breath till I die.
Junior, stop that.
Madam, I'm the floor walker. What seems to be the trouble with this little purple-faced boy?
He's holding his breath because I won't buy him that ball.
Well, for heaven's sake, buy him one before he pops and litters up the ceiling.
No, I'm not going to spoil him.
I will blow up. But, madam, if this little brat, child, holds his breath too long, he might die.
I don't care. I want you to die. Oh, no.
Now, what's the matter?
He scared me.
Now, don't cry. Here, poor little baby.
No, poor little baby. No. I never get nuts and I'm
here,
sorry.
Now, how much is the ball?
How much is the ball? I knew I'd get it. Boy, that huffity-muffity-guff gets them every time. That's a little dramatic once in a while.
The price of the ball is 50 cents.
Oh, well, then, here you are. Here, Junior, here's a nice, beautiful red ball.
I don't want it. What are you trying to do, spoil me?
That does it. Now you're going to get it.
Oh, no. Stop it. Why does I always end up with me end up?
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Make it a point to stop in soon at your Norge dealers and take a look at the new Norge four-way automatic electric range. The range that cooks fast. The range that cooks automatically by remote control. The range that gives you new conveniences, real dependability, lower operating costs, all at a sensible price. Yes, see your Norge dealer right away. And now until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.